今天呢，一早的时候还在跟菩萨们在分享哈。在座的菩萨们知道东初就要扩建了吗？就要动工了吗？哎，我们从八月二十七号到九月十号呢，东初对外的所有的活动就是暂停了。
Do you know our center here is going to start a construction? I don't know you are aware of from August 27 to September 10th, this location is going to be closed and all the activity will be canceled.
所以呢，早上在分享说，觉得自己很有荣幸哈，包括在座的各位，因为今天的周日法会周日讲经以及下午的周日法会呢，就是我们在扩建前的最后一次了。菩萨们都算是历史性的关键人物啊，包括我啊，感恩。
Today's lecture and afternoon's chanting activities, and it will be the very last activity before our renovation. So you guys are here to actually seeing the page of history is about to happen.
那相对呢，也是我们这一次的讲题呢的最后一次。
Today is also the last lecture of our topics.
那在我们这次事无量心的日用里头呢，我们之前讲过了几个单元。那么今天呢，其实要跟大家再来复习分享事无量心跟誓弘誓愿以及我们法鼓山的理念的相关性。
For the daily usage of the four immeasurable minds, and we have talked about many topics. Today we're gonna share with you the four great vows and then the Dharma Drum Mountain's vision and the relationship between that and to the four immeasurable minds.
那我们先说誓弘誓愿啦，在我们日常生活里头包括我们自己有做早晚课或者有回来共修的时候呢，哎，我们常常也会念到誓弘誓愿，有没有？有嘛哈？哎，就算没有念过，也听过嘛，对不对？那但是 OK， 它属于发愿的一种。那我们都是怎么做的呢？
Well, in our daily life, in our morning service, evening service, or we participate Buddha's ceremony, we always recite the four great vows. And just want to ask you, did you ever give rise to these vows? You must have, even though you didn't, but you probably heard about these four great vows. But how do you to actualize these four great vows?
我们在念誓弘誓愿的时候，我们是用怎样的心呢？是念归念，做归做，当口号念念吗？那它跟我们的誓无量心又怎么样？是有什么样的关联呢？
When you recite this four great vow, and what kind of mindset, what kind of attitude do you have? Are you just reciting along with everybody else?And then that just merely a slogan, or you actually and recite from your heart and you want to do these vows.
我们讲誓弘誓愿，大家耳熟能详。哎，众生无边誓愿度，烦恼无尽誓愿断，法门无量誓愿学，佛道无上誓愿成。
What are the four great vows? The four great vows is I vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings. I vow to cut off endless vexations. I vow to master limitless approaches to the Dharma. I vow to attain supreme Buddhahood.
那这四句话呢，其实是从大圣的本身《心地观经》出来的。它呢，是我们的诸佛菩萨或者圣者呢，其实发菩提心的时候一定会发的誓愿。那在我们的佛教仪式里头，尤其是大乘佛教里头，也是鼓励我们佛弟子要发这样的愿。
This four great vows came out from the Jataka Sutra, and that was when Buddhas and Bodhisattva, and when they give rise to Bodhi mind, and they their pledge, their own pledge, their own oath.
那虽然呢，他不是很快就能够做得到，但是发这样的愿，其实无非是希望我们能够开广我们的心量。
We may not be able to do that immediately to achieve the final goal, but we want to give rise to these four vows and to broaden our mind capacity.
那我们说众生无边誓愿度，众生无边誓愿度，我们发了这样的愿，我们要度众生。那么我们究竟是在度众生呢，还是被众生度呢？亦或是在修行的路上呢，真的是在自度度人呢？
We vow to deliver innumerable sentient beings. Are we really deliver sentient beings, or are we being delivered by sentient beings? Actually, is to deliver ourselves and then others.
我们讲众生无边誓愿度，这个度众生呢，一定是从自己先来学佛开始的。那么，我们真正的要能够在自己得到利益的庄下呢，其实师父也说，最根本的出发点一定是以利他为先。那么也就是说，其实我们每一个人，多数的人呢，哈，来学佛，其实一定是为了先求能够利益自己。可是利益自己是有条件的。
We say deliver sentient being. Deliver sentient being, it has to begin from self and to learn Buddha Dharma. And then it must be able to benefiting others as a starting point. And that is say, when we start believing Buddha Dharma and start to learn Buddha Dharma, the main reasons, first of all, is to seeking to benefit self. But in order to benefit self, we must have this self-awareness.
要能够真正的利益自己，我们其实必须要先清楚的认识我们自己，哪一样对我们这样才叫做真的叫做得到利益，而我们众生是烦恼的。如果我们没办法清楚的认知自己，那么我们是不可能真正的得到自利。我们没有办法利益自己，而要想去帮助别人，那不过也就是口号而已。
This is self-awareness, is knowing yourself. What do you need, and how can you help yourself? So after you have this awareness, if you don't have this awareness, you cannot truly benefiting yourself. If you cannot benefiting yourself, if you want to help others, you're gonna, it's just merely slogans.
所以如果我们没有这样子自觉的心，我们光想要利益自己，其实相对的不但自己烦恼，也带给别人烦恼。所以我们自己在修学的过程当中，一定要把我们自我执着的这种自私的心呢放下，才有可能自利跟利人。
If you don't have this self-awareness and you try to benefit yourself, all kind of behavior is going to cause a lot of vexation. How to have this self-awareness? And we have to let go the selfish, self-centered attachment.
那我们在座的菩萨们啊，其实我们都知道，我们来到法鼓山，跟随着师父学法。其实师父也用了各种的修行方法，让我们在修学的过程当中，把自己的心能够沉淀下来，能够让自己对自己能够多了解一点，从自利做起，进而做到利他，甚至于能够把自利的心都能放下，只知道利他，那么这才有可能达到所谓的度众生。
When we come to Chan Center and the part of the chapter of Dharma Zhuang Mountain, we learn all kind of Dharma from Shifu and to calm our mind down and to let us understand self a little more, have a more self-awareness. And to start from self-benefiting, benefiting self, and then benefiting others. And then and gradually it becomes, don't even think about self, only think about benefiting others. This is the real meaning of a deliberate sentient beings.
那当然利他的方法有很多，有人从物质上的帮忙，或者是精神上的，或者是学问上的，或者呢包括用个人的名誉啊地位啊，哎，种种的福报的影响力去帮助他人，这都是他利他的一种方法。
To benefit others, there are many methods. So, some people use material, some people use spiritual knowledge, and some people use influence, personal reputation, social status, and trustworthy virtue and merits. These are all the means and to help sentient beings.
我们常常会有人说，哎呀，我人为言轻啦，我没有什么能力能够帮助人呐。哎，其实我常常在讲，不要小看自己，不要妄自菲薄。哪怕我们是一个小小的螺丝钉，哪怕我们就是只会念一句佛号，能够为需要的人啊，能够为他祝福跟回向，其实他都是在帮助人。
Some of us may think, I'm nobody, I don't have any capability to help others, and I'm just a little person. How can I help others? How can I deliver sentient being? And actually, as soon as you know how to recite Buddha's name, you just recite one phrase of Buddha's name, and you can pray and transfer merit to the needy people. This is helping sentient beings.
那我们也听过心诚则灵，也像师父讲的，哎，心力或者经上讲的心力不可思议，哎，我们也讲有愿就有力，所以哪怕是简单的一句佛号，哦，只要有心，我们用虔诚的心，那个心必然是跟诸佛菩萨的愿力是相应的，所以菩萨说众生有尽，我愿无穷，这有就是诸佛菩萨所发的大慈悲心，大菩提心。
As soon as just one simple phrase of reciting Buddha's name, and we use our sincere mind to recite it, and all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, they can respond to our sincerity. And like Sifu's said this, sentient being may one day perish, yet my vows are eternal. This is also Buddha's and Bodhisattva's vow. And they gave this great vows, and then this is called the great Bodhi mind.
所以我们相应于事无量心里头，持无量心，悲无量心，我们讲拔苦与乐，哎，或许我们在生活当中，我们可以从练习着不去拒绝别人的请求来做开始。比如说，哎，人家找我们去助念啦，或者找我们去当义工啦，或者来参加共修啦，哎，这都是一个很好的一个开始点。
Record the four immeasurable mind. The first two, loving kindness and compassion. You want to alleviate suffering. You want to give a happiness. And maybe we can start on our daily life, not rejecting other people's requests. If somebody asks me to help out for the chanting service, and somebody asks me to be a volunteer, and then I will do it.
当然了，如果是有人呢，哎，开口要跟你借个十万块啊，或者要叫你去做些违法的事情啦，那还是该说不的时候要说不的哈，还是必须要有智慧去处理。
Of course, if somebody asks me to borrow $10,000 or ask me to do something illegal, I have to think about it. And of course, I need to use wisdom to make a proper judgment.
更重要的是，当你愿意去帮助人，当你说 yes 的时候，哎，自己也要不起烦恼。
The most important is when I agree to help people, and I make sure I will not give a rise to vexations to helping people.
所以我们在普贤十大愿望里头，哎，我们第九个愿吧，叫恒顺众生。四摄法里头也讲利他，也讲同事。所以常常有人会说，哎呀，随顺他人是为了要度众生啊，我们是要行同事摄。
Samantha Bhaja, ten great vows, the nice vows to always harmonize with sentient beings. And also in the four all embracing bodhisattva virtues, and we say conduct profitable to others. And the other one is cooperation with an adaption of self to others. And this is all helping out sentient beings, to deliver sentient beings. This is also cooperation and adaption self to others.
但是是不是真的是这样子呢？扪心自问哈，啊，不行，人家叫我不要讲太深的用成语啊，就是我们其实要问问我们自己啊，哎，是哎，要特别特别的小心。如果我们没有一个正知正见，没有实修内化的功夫的话呢，其实度众生可能只是我们一个很漂亮的借口。那么在无形当中，说不定自己根本被众生度了，自己还不知道。
When we deliver sentient beings and we want according to their karmic roots and their like and to help them, to deliver them, and sometimes we may say go with the flow, but it's really like this? But you have to ask yourself extremely, extremely careful and cautious. If you don't have the right knowledge and a correct view, if you don't have a solid foundation of actual practice, and when you try to deliver sentient being, and a very high possibility you will be delivered by the sentient beings and you don't even know about it.
所以曾经师父也讲过一个例子，哎，有菩萨呢，为了说要度众生哈，哎，他老是去跟人家打牌哈，嘿，所以因为呢要度化人嘛，人大家打麻将，他不跟人家打麻将怎么去要同事啊，要才能够接引啊，最后面自己也沉迷在麻将桌上呢，哎，什么事情都可以不用管了啊。
And that was a good example. And one of Sifu's disciple and having come to practice with everybody. And Sifu asking, what happened to you? Where did you go? Well, Sifu, I learned to play mahjong. So when I play mahjong, I'm delivering sentient being, you know? That's a very important thing. And, but the thing is, and this person was so involved playing mahjong, and then is no longer engaging in practice anymore, practice anymore.
包括是我们出家人哈，因为我们有所谓戒律的关系，师父呢常常会告诉我们男女有别啊，要避机嫌。那么甚至于不是菩萨们不好，如果对异性的信众们呢，其实我们是需要保持距离的，这不是怀疑，而是因为戒律的关系。那么也会有些人呢，当我们提醒说哎要小心啊，哎呀我在度众生呢，好，那不可否认的，确实也有些人哎真的就被异性给度跑了哈，师父常常说被老虎咬了哈。那这个也就是说，其实不管是出家众在家众，我们说度化众生其实是要有相当的正知正见。
That example was for our lay people, and the same token for monastic people. Monastic people has a precept to follow, and especially men, women, and they not mixed together. We have to properly follow the guideline of a precept, so and people won't criticize us. And so, and sometimes people just use the legitimate excuse, I'm delivering sentient beings, and then some of them actually being delivered by sentient beings, and they actually got out a monastic robe. So Sifu was saying, and those people are bitten by tigers. So because of that, we need to understand what we're doing.
我们说制度度人，感觉上好像自己要付出很多。那事实上呢，其实在付出的过程当中，得到利益最多的其实还是自己。因为我们都不是十全十美的，我们不是样样都知道的。那么在这度化的过程当中，我们碰到我们不知道的、不会的，其实我们就会去学习。那成长的是谁呢？哎，就是我们自己。
The proper mindset, the proper attitude, and to deliver sentient beings. Of course, we get a benefit, but while we deliver the process of delivering sentient beings, we actually gain the most benefit. And if something we don't know about it, and then we lack of that particular knowledge to deliver sentient being, and then we will push us to learn and to master of that area of knowledge. And then be able to deliver sentient being, and so we actually benefit the most.
就像船水面上的船一样，水面的深度它不断的提升，而船呢也水涨船高，不断的高度也提升。就像我们自己也像个船夫一样，我们为了要利益众生，哎，我们好像是把我们这些烦恼的众生呢，从苦恼的此岸度化到。啊，划船划到解脱的彼岸去。当我们把它送上岸的时候，其实我们自己也到了彼岸。
And we can use this knowledge in Chinese phrase. And when water rises, and the boat rises with it. And Shifu also say, we are just like the driver of the on the ship, and we are driving this ship and from this shore of a fold of a vexation to the other shore of a liberation. So when we deliver everybody to the other shore, ourselves are included.
所以呢，众生虽然好多好多哈，哎，四愿度，这个愿还是要发的。那我们说烦恼无尽誓愿断啊，人说三千烦恼是。
So even though there's an innumerable sentient beings, so we need to deliver, then we still need to deliver. And next, cut off endless vexation. We always say the vexation seem like endless.
那之所以说断烦恼，其实就是因为我们没有智慧。所以我们才会烦恼重生，才会苦不堪言。那我们出家人也是有烦恼的哈，哎，只不过呢比你们好一点点啦，大多数大概不是为我们自己了哈，而是为了不知道该怎么样帮助菩萨们离开烦恼而烦恼。
Because we do not have a wisdom, therefore vexation arises and endlessly, and we suffer miserably. Monastic people are a little better, just a little bit. And sometimes our vexation is we don't know how to help lay people to cut off a vexation, and then we have that vexation.
这都是谚语，大概也可以不用讲。我们讲说天下本无事，庸人自扰之。其实他也就是说，这些烦恼其实都是你自己招惹来的。我们常常都认为说烦恼都是外界给我们的，其实不是的，它大多数的都是跟我们自己的利益有冲突，来自于我们内心的挣扎跟干扰。所以我们之所以我们常常就会受到外境的一些引诱啊、冲击啊来起烦恼，所以产生困扰。那这些的种种点点呢，其实无非呢，也就是因为我们自我中心在作祟。
Well, Chinese has another idiom, and they say, though a peace world and over the land, and the stupid people create trouble for themselves, and all the vexations all bring, we create it and we bring onto ourselves. Most people think of vexation is brought onto ourselves and by the external environment, but the real vexation is truly from our own, the struggle of our internal mind. And the reason we will affect and by the external environment and by all kind of enticement and all kind of enticingness, and it's to cause vexation. It's all because it's our self, because it's all because we haunted by our self-centeredness.
所以我们之前也在分享，哎，我们的自我中心呢，其实这就是常常会受到，哎，我们讲的五毒啊，贪呢、嗔呢、痴啊、慢呢、疑啊，或者我们自卑啊、嫉妒啊，种种的它衍生的一些眷属的习气呢，哎，让我们呢能够。终日呢在烦恼里头，哎，常常不知道该怎么样自拔。
What are the those self-centeredness? It actually is greed, hatred, ignorance, arrogance, and suspicion, inferior, jealousy, all those habitual tendency. And because of that, and so we always wallow by these whole day long.
所以我们之前也在讲的，如果我们真的能够训练着，我们就用修行的方式，让我们自己在修行过程当中逐渐逐渐的把我们这种自我中心的执着放下，能够观当下的因缘所生，能够观到所谓的生灭无常，其实外在的环境呢就不会困扰到我们。
So through the practice, and so we let go our self-centered attachment, and we know all phenomena all arising because of cause and condition, and all the arising and perishing are impermanent. So if through the practice we know the outside external environment, it will not affect us, it will not disturb us.
那佛教呢把我们的烦恼呢因为零零总总太多了，他把它形容有八万四千的烦恼，而这八万四千的烦恼里头，又因为我们这些种种的习气啊、习性根深蒂固啊，不断不断的在那里生灭，所以我们才称为这个烦恼呢叫无尽。那如果呢，我们真的要随着我们这些习气呢，那我们真的就是永远呢就在这生死的苦海当中沉沦。唯有呢，唯有把我们自己的这种我见我执这个自我中心去除掉，那么我们所谓的无尽的烦恼才有可能断尽。
In Buddhism, we call all these vexations, the numerous vexations, we call it 84,000 dust of vexation. And then it really means that there's a lot of vexation. And these vexations are so deeply rooted and then arising and perishing continuously. That's why it's called endless. So if we don't cut off this endless vexations, and we constantly and get stuck in the samsara of a birth and death. So only to cut off the bias view and self-attachment and the self-centeredness, and this endless vexation can be totally eliminated.
那我们讲法门无量誓愿学，这个法门呢就是指我们修学佛陀教导我们的修行的方法跟观念，用佛陀教的所有的无量法门呢来对治我们的八万四千根器的众生，来除掉八万四千种无尽的烦恼，让用重重的法门来去帮助人，才可能叫做度众生，然后帮助自己也能够解脱烦恼。
We vow to master luminous approaches to Dharma. The Dharma door indicates the learn from Buddha's practicing method and concept. We use these 84,000 or luminous Dharma door that Buddha has taught us to resolve the endless vexations of sentient beings. We use the Dharma door to help others is called to deliver sentient beings. To help ourselves is the call to liberate from vexations.
所以对我们个人自力来讲的话呢，我们常常听到人讲说一门深入啦，或者呢其实我们就是修学少许的法门，对我们来讲就很受用了。可是对无边的众生来说呢，我们就知道每个人根器不同，烦恼的问题也不同。所以针对所有不同的需要，就必须要有不同的法门。
For a self-benefiting point of view, we only need to master one Dharma door or just a few Dharma door. That's already very useful already. But toward innumerable sentient beings, because they all have a different karmic roots and the timing is different and different kind of vexations, all different. And toward all this and different needs, that's why has this end that has all these Dharma door.
那 那比如说就像我们讲的禅修，哎，光是打坐吧，哎，就有不同的方法。哎，打坐坐的时候呢，你也可以闭着眼睛，你也可以睁开眼睛，你可以随习，你也可以念佛，你就是数息，哎，你也可以数你的呼吸，或者是哎数数念佛，包括随习的话呢，它甚至于可以随我们的鼻息，或者也可以随我们的腹息。
For example, meditation doesn't have so many different methods. We can open our eyes, we can close our eyes, we can follow our breath, we can also recite Buddha's name. And we can count the breath, and then we also can count the recitation of Buddha's name. Even following the breath can follow the breath on the nose and can follow the breath in the stomach. When you count the breath, we can count in sequence, we can count in reverse.
所以更何况还有所谓的五庭心观啊，身念处一些次第禅观，包括甚至还有参话头、默照这些顿修的法门，其实这都跟我们每个人的状况不同而有不同的法门。
And also we have a contemplation of the fivefold meditation on impermanent suffering, void, non-ego, and nirvana. And also we have the four foundations of mindfulness, and also contemplate a gradual contemplation. And also we have a hua tou and silent illumination method. These all depend on sentient beings and different kind of situation, different kind of karmic roots, and have a different kind of dharma method, dharma door.
就像有时候菩萨们也会问，哎，我念佛菩萨名号到底念哪一尊佛号好呢？我要念经到底念哪一部经好呢？哎，我们也常常讲佛佛相等，经经相同。其实每一部法门一门通，门门通，只要适合跟自己相应的法门，那么一门深入之后，你通达之后，其实对于其他的法门也能够触类旁通，也能够非常清楚。
Some people may ask, when I recite the Buddha's name, which Buddha's name should I recite? And also, when I start studying sutras, which sutra should I sutra? Actually, all Buddhas are equivalent. All sutras are equivalent too. So, as long as we master one method, one Dharma door, and then every single door, it's connected. And as long as you choose what is suitable for your method, and then you master in that method, after you thoroughly understood and through, and then other method, and then you could understand too.
就像呢，我们禅中心，我们9056虽然现在还没有扩建哈，哎，光是这个大殿你也看到好几个门，对不对？啊，前面外面大门不说，光这里就两个门，还有往地下室的门，然后地下室这里还有上来的门，这里后面还有通到后面去的门。可是这些门都可以进到大殿来，进到大殿的时候，你就可以看到有好几个门啊，每个出入口其实都一样，所以我们自己它都是可以通达的。所以我们常常也会讲说，哎，条条道路通罗马，哎，怎么去而已，对不对？那所以在这里头呢，我们自己就知道说，其实没有什么哪一个是最好的。跟自己相应的就是最好的。
We use this Buddha hall as an example. We have four doors here, and you can come in from any of the door. So as soon as you come into this door, and you know there's four doors here, you can in and out in any different door. That's why we have a common saying is every road leads to Rome.And it just matter how you get there.
那我们一讲，这只是针对我们自己而已，自力而已。那为什么叫我们要去修无量的法门呢？以前也有人会深问师父的，哎，我只要去管跟我相应的法门就好了，我为什么要去学其他的法门呢？那些我没有兴趣啊。甚至于有时候我们在僧团里头，有时候僧团派我们要去带任何弘化活动的时候，哎。有师兄弟就会说，那个我没兴趣啊，你为什么要叫我去呢？ 因为我们要面对的是种种不同根器的众生呢。
So that's from the self-benefiting point of a view. And why we need to learn all these luminous dharma. And as long as I find the practicing method is my method and I like it and it's useful to me and other things and I'm not interested, why should I learn it? And use our monastic as example. And back then, Shifu asked people into different location and for different purpose and to deliver different people. And some people may say, that's not my method, and I'm not interested. Why you ask me to go there? And why should I learn that? But you have to think about innumerable sentient being, this innumerable karmic roots. So that's why you need to learn this luminous Dharma. So when you encounter anybody, any situation, you'll be able to deliver them, you'll be able to help them.
那之前我也跟大家报告过呢，我其实不是一个很用功的出家人哈，其实我也算很懈怠的哈。但是有句话在出家以来对我影响蛮深的，哎，我就记得这句话，他告诉我们呢是为利众生我修行，所以懈怠也要适可而止了哈，要不然怎么对得起十方众生呢？
Use me myself as an example. I may not be the most diligent practitioner, but I ever heard this phrase and that stick to me very deeply. So I use that as a goal to encourage myself, and in order to benefit sentient being, therefore I practice. So I use that as my goal to help sentient beings.
那或许有人会提出疑问说，哇，那么多的法门，我怎么可能样样都学得会呢？其实不用担心哈，师父说的，法鼓山整个在对外的一个弘化呢，其实将来不会只靠单一个人的，它一定是整个团体大家一起来。那我们自己专精的 ，OK， 我们可能涉猎的多，知道的多一点。可是我们自己不专精的呢，最少入门的你总知道一些吧，初级的你总可以跟人家分享吧。接引进来的时候，我们可以转介到有专修在这个法门上的法师或者菩萨们，哎，来做进一步的修行。其实它也是一种方法呀，能够让每个人呢，哎，各得其所，不是很好吗？
And some people may say, how am I going to be able to learn this luminous Dharma? And Shifu say, in Dharmajuang Mountain, when we spreading the Dharma, it's not only one person doing it. It's the whole group is doing it. You may specialize in one field. You may not know about other field. And you may be only the beginner in that field. That's okay. You can use your beginner's knowledge and to deliver that sentient being and get that sentient being interested to start it. And then after the person's started, and you can introduce to more specialized bodhisattva or fashi, and then they can guide them through into the later path and all different methods. So everybody learn and do a small part and then to deliver sentient beings.
所以我们也常常在鼓励菩萨们说，在能力范围所内所及呢，尽可能的回来参加共修啊，否则呢，哎，问起啊，你在哪里哪里用功啊？法鼓山啊，法鼓山在做些什么？不知道啊，他在讲些什么？法师在说些什么？不知道啊。那你说，你常常去的人都不知道，那我们去干嘛呢？
So, to deliver sentient beings and to help others. And, that's why, Fashi always encourage everybody in your capability, your timing, permission, and you come back to here to practice with everybody together. And so, otherwise, and when other people ask you, oh, where do you go to your Buddhist practice? Oh, Dharmajuang Mountain, Chan Meditation Center. What does that place do? And what does Fashi have taught you? I don't know. I have no clue. And then how can you and convince others and to practice with you?
所以这也是我讲的，让我比较会深思的讲的，为利众生，我修行。
That's why I stick this to my goal. In order to benefit sentient beings, me myself practice.
OK, 我们讲到说佛道无上誓愿成，其实我们叫发了菩提心必定成佛。发阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心，只是这就是发 无上的菩提心，所以必定呢，我们每一次包括念佛共修，最后面都会讲成就无上佛道。其实就是发这样的心，我们有这个总体的目标，我们必然是向着它前进的。
I vow to attain supreme Buddhahood. Buddhahood give rise to Bodhi mind will achieve the Buddhahood. Give rise to Anuttara Samyaksambodhi means to give rise to the unexcelled Bodhi mind will definitely achieve the utmost.Buddhahood in the future. So, a lot of time in the end of a Buddha ceremony, we will say, give it this vow, and I vow to attain supreme Buddhahood. This is the goal. I have a goal, I have a direction, I will go follow my direction to achieve the final goal.
那我们说我们凡夫众生呢，哎，就是有太多的自我分别，一定会有跟我亲的跟我不亲的，哎，这些个差别分待遇在里头。可是一旦我们发起无上菩提心的时候呢，其实我们就是在学佛路上无非就是在学佛陀的慈悲跟智慧，学他的心量，对众生一定是完全平等，没有分别的。所以对所有的众生就是无限的包容跟关怀。那么我们自己呢，其实也就是无非在具足了我们四无量心讲的慈悲喜舍。
Ordinary sentient beings, and we all have this discrimination. Somebody I'm familiar with, somebody I'm not familiar with, somebody I love, somebody I don't care for. Once we give a rise to the supreme Bodhi mind, and we have to learn from Buddha's mind capacity to learn from his compassion and wisdom, and toward all sentient beings is totally absolute equal.And there's no discrimination, and that's the, and then give them the limitless forgiving, and then equal caring, and this is the supreme Buddhahood.
所以，当我们烦恼断尽，我们智慧圆满，慈悲无限，我们的福德圆满的时候，也就是说，我们讲到。度众生断烦恼修无量法门，这话这三个我们都做到的时候，其实成佛不就也是水到渠成，自然的就完成了吗？
The first three vows, and if we can do that, and that is also the four immeasurable mind, and so andThat's in according to the first three of the four immeasurable mind. So, if we, cut off all the vexations, if we, complete all the, wisdoms, and, we have a limitless compassion, and, complete all the virtues and merits, and then, and to be, to gain supreme Buddhahood is just natural.
所以四弘誓愿里头，它的前三个愿度众生断烦恼跟修无量的法门呢，其实也是跟我们四无量心里头在讲的慈悲喜啊，我们把苦与乐，我们随喜他人，让大家看到离苦而能够心生欢喜，那这三个也是雷同的。但是成佛你一定是要能够把舍无量心这个心呢，也能够修学圆满，它才能够成就的。
So the first three vow, deliver innumerable sentient being, cut off endless vexation, master luminous approaches to Dharma. And this is in accordance to the first three of the four immeasurable mind, loving kindness, compassion, empathetic joy, to alleviate suffering, to give happiness, to rejoice the merit of others. But to achieve Buddhahood and the fourth equanimity, it has to be accomplished.
这个画面是给我们华人看的，因为我要转到英文去了哈。你会看到四弘誓愿里头，它特别强调无边、无尽、无量、无上。其实，它就是告诉你呢，它是要我们一定要有无量、宽广、深远的大慈悲心、大平等心的这样的长远心、这样的菩提心，才能够呢在菩提道上、菩萨道上能够精进不懈的直到成佛为止，甚至于成佛之后呢还能够继续利益众生，而不只取得有所谓的众生被我们所利益。
So you can see this four great vows is emphasized on the innumerable, endless, luminous, and supreme. And relatively speaking, if we have innumerable and vast, broad and vast, and profound and long-lasting, and equality, and so this body mind, it will go very long way, and then we can be able to and diligently, ceaselessly practice in the Bodhisattva path until achieve Buddhahood. After achieve Buddhahood, we need to continuously benefit sentient beings, and not abiding and not attach any sentient being is being delivered.
So OK, 我们讲完了，我们稍微大致讲了一下四弘誓愿之后呢，我们再讲到的 OK, 那我们师父常常心心念念，甚至我们集会当中我们常常在挂的我们法鼓山的共识啊，我们法鼓山的理念究竟又有什么相关，我们也一起来复习。
After we finish talk about the four great vows, we're going to talk about Dharmadrong Mountain Visions. What are the Dharmadrong Mountain Visions?
我们先别说理念，我们先说别说其他的，我们就说理念吧。说我们人提升人的品质，建设人间净土。那么我们人的品质要怎么样提升，净土要怎么样建设？这其实都是跟我们在修学的过程当中是有关的。
Dharmadrong Mountain Vision is to uplift the character of humanity, build a pure land on earth. How do we do that?
以前呢，我们法师们常常会有人去问师父，包括我们的护法菩萨也会去问师父，为什么我们不能只有做我们能够让我们自己精进用功的方式就好？为什么呢？我们要去做那么多的事情，让我们自己呢？四众弟子都忙得不可开交，我们到底在忙些什么？
And back then, people asked Sifu, and as long as we let ourselves and practice diligently, isn't that enough? And why should we involve so many things, have so many activities, and let everybody is so busy like crazy? What are we busy about?
其实师父说的很简单，就为了这两句话，提升人的品质，建设人间净土。而因为众生的根器不同，相应法门不同，为了要达到这个目的，所以推动了很多很多的观念跟做法。
师父 simply said, the purpose we are doing this many activity, this many things isprecisely to uplift the character of humanity, to build a pure land on earth. That's why Shifu will advocate so many concepts and so many methods to do that.
其实这都是带着菩萨们在复习哈，为了要推动这些个观念呢，这些做法里头，其中的师父就讲的一个是三大教育，讲的是大学院教育、大普化教育跟大关怀教育。
And precisely we are doing that, and so we have a different method. And the first method is the three type of education. Education through academics, education through public outreach, education through caring services.
那大学院教育呢，就是为了要培养大普化教育跟大关怀教育的人才，同时呢，也希望能够把整个佛法呢，能够生根啊，把大普化跟大关怀呢，能够做到全面的生根。
The purpose of this education through academics is to cultivate and talented people, and for the education through public outreach, and then education through the caring services. And so to deepen and to generalize Buddha Dharma and through the public outreach and caring service into the society.
那要办大学院教育，只是师父当时，因为人家认为普遍的认为佛教没有人才，所以师父呢，他发愿到日本去留学，能够呢，要提高僧人的素质，能够呢，把佛教在教界的学术地位呢也提升。而且当时师父深深的体会到，今日不办教育，佛教就没有明天，一定会被淘汰。所以师父在大学院教育的根源呢，其实从这里而出来的。
The origin of Sifu want to promote this education through academics is back then, and in the common opinion and in the Buddhism, and there's no standard in the academics. So Sifu want to raise Buddhism the standing and the position in academics, and also raise the quality over monastics. And that's why, and that's the first reason. And the second reason, he believed, if we don't promote Buddhist education, and Buddhism will not have a future, it will be eliminated.
那师父也知道，要改变一个人的观念，一定要透过教育跟学习。那么唯有透过教育，才能改变民众对佛教的认知，那也唯有透过有系统有次第的去培养人才，能够把佛教的地位提升，那么才有可能借由教育，借由观念的改变来改变我们整个的行为，那么我们才有可能在人品上做提升。
Because Shifu know, if you want to change somebody's mind, change somebody's concept, you have to through education and the learning process. On the same token, and it has to go through education to change public opinion toward Buddhism. Therefore, and we have a formal education, we use the method, the way of a formal education, systematic and gradually, and to cultivate Buddhist talented, and then can uplift Buddhism entirety. And that's why Shifu want to promote the education through academics. If you change somebody's mind, change somebody's concept, and then you can change somebody's behavior.
那我们也常常听过师父发的一个愿，师父就说佛法这么好，知道的人这么少，误解的人这么多，所以这也是大普化教育的目的所在，就希望把佛法能够普及化。
师父 always say Buddhism is so, Buddha Dharma is so wonderful, but so little of people knowing that, and so many of people misunderstand it. And that's why Shifu wanna generalize and popularize the Buddha Dharma.
所以也希望能够借由那么好的佛法来普遍大众，来受熏陶，用佛法来提升品质，来提升精神礼遇。所以为了要达到普化的这样的功能呢，就产生了衍生了许多不同的教育内容。
education, the purpose of education through public outreach is want to use Buddha Dharma to edify, to nurture the general public, and to use Buddha Dharma to uplift the character of humanity and to uplift the worldly spiritual territory.
所以你就会看到我们的活动，哎，也是各式各样，哎，禅修、念佛、讲座、营队，甚至于网络教学。啊，这无非也是先跟着整个社会的演变，众生的根器，希望能够把佛法，那么好的佛法能够普及。
That's why you can see, and there's many, many different methods. For example, chant practice, recitation, Buddha's name, promoting a Buddha's study, and then online class and through internet, through technology, and all these multifunctional classes and teaching method and to suitable to all different needs.
所以师父之所以要再推动大关怀教育，无非的师父也认知到21世纪的佛教一定要落实在社会问题上的关怀。如果呢，我们只是着重在自己的封闭的一个修道生活呢，那么其实佛教一定会被这个社会淘汰，因为没有办法利益到整个社会，所以就必须要去推动大关怀教育。
For the education through caring services, because Sifu also said the Buddhism in the 21st century have to be implemented, have to take care the social and the caring of social issues. If we only focus on self-closure, monasticism and Buddhism, it's going to be extinct and perish in this contemporary society. That's the main reason, and we have this education through caring services.
所以师父可以看，师父在讲的大关怀教育呢，其实它不单单只是我们生老病死的关怀，不单单是慈善救助的一个关怀，而是要用佛法来关怀教育人心，然后让每个人呢都有借由着佛法的修行，能够看到自心的净土，来实现我们在这个人间上来建设我们人间净土的目标。
The caring services is not only concentrated on the birth, death, illness, and aging services, and also it's not only a focus on the charity relief caring, but also we want to use Buddha Dharma to care and to educate people's mind, so let everybody can see at their own pure land in their own mind, and later on actualize, achieve, and to build pure land on earth, the final goal.
那我们之前呢曾经在讲说事无量心呢的修炼呢必须要透过四摄法去实践。那么同样的三大教育要能够推广跟普及呢，其实师父也讲了，还要透过四种凡宝来落实。
Before we mention about the door four immeasurable mind, we use the method of four all-embracing bodhisattva virtues to actualize. And the three education, we use this four method, the four kind of environmentalism to implement.
我们一般提到的环保大部分呢只是偏重在自然环保，而师父在讲的四种环保呢则是因应着社会的整个需求，用佛法的智慧跟慈悲来推动。
Normally, when we talk about environmentalism, we all emphasize on the natural, protecting the natural environment. And these four types of environmentalism is because it's suitable for the need of a society and use Buddha Dharma's wisdom and compassion to promote it.
这四种环保里头，当然我们说是以心灵环保为根本，它直接呢就直指的就告诉我们人心的污染，其实它的源头。就出自在人心。那么四种环保里头环环相扣，互为因果，它是不可以偏废的，它在精神跟物质方面呢都是必须要同时来做努力。而四种环保其实也在具体的去实践佛教的慈悲跟智慧的根本精神。
These four kind of environmentalism And protecting the spiritual environment is the foundation. And that directly points to the origin of contamination and defilement. That's our mind, human mind's contamination. And that's the origin. And this is all linked by cause and condition, and cause and effect, and they accompany with each other. So it need to be emphasized on both spiritual and the material, and also on the compassion and wisdom.
那我们说心灵环保呢，其实它也是在让我们建立因缘观，建立因果观，用慈悲智慧来取代我们的自我中心。
Protecting the spiritual environment, and they want to establish the concept and cause and condition and cause and effect. Use compassion to substitute to instead of self-centeredness.
其实我们都是比较算重点的复习，详细的内容呢，有因缘都可以在上我们的网站里或者师父的书籍里头去再做探究。那生活环保呢，指的其实就是希望用我们想的是要以及是福啊，少欲知足，分清楚什么叫需要，什么叫想要啊，那知福惜福这些观念呢，让我们的生活简朴。克服所有的不方便。
I'm just briefly mention about all these points. And if you want to know more detail, you can look through the books we have, and then also and get on the Dhammajuan Mountain website. You can understand thoroughly. So next, the protecting the living environment.So we use this four wants or the four type of attitude of acquisition. And that is one needs a few, one wants a many. Pursue only what we can should acquire. Never pursue what we cannot and should not acquire. And we also use the four blessings.Recognize the blessing, cherish the blessing, nurture blessing, and the final sow the seed of a blessing. All this concept to simplify our life and to have a less desire and to feel to be content.
而礼仪环保呢，是以事感来更加和谐的相处，来节约所有的婚丧喜庆，所以包括我们讲的火化祝寿、火化婚礼、火化奠祭等等。其实就是用感恩、感动、感化、感谢来在生活上在运用。
Protecting the social environment, of course, we use this formula to getting along with others. Feel grateful for events and that help us grow. Feel thankful for chance to improve ourselves, reform ourselves through the Dharma.Inspire others through influence their behavior. And so we can get along with people in harmony, with harmony, and to simplify and all kind of wedding and a funeral ceremony. And we have this joint birthday ceremony for elderly, and also Buddhist-style joint wedding and funerals, all these kind of activities.
那自然环保呢，其实师父也告诉我们，这个大自然不是指我们个人的财产，我们个人可以使用，但是属于未来的子子孙孙所有的人类，所以让我们用知福、惜福、培福、种福来珍惜资源，来爱惜资源。
And the last, protecting the natural environment. Sifu told us, and this our natural resources only not only belong to ours and for now, and also belong to our children's grandchildren's in the future, in the endless future. So we need to have this formula for increasing blessing. We mentioned this before. Four blessings. Recognize the blessing.Cherish your blessing, nurture blessing, sow the seed of a blessing.
所以师父会告诉我们，用四种环保呢，全面的来推动，来才有可能呢落实在我们生活里头，来建设所谓的人间净土。那这里头呢，又以心灵环保为主轴为中心。
That's why, and Shifu mentioned it, and use this four environmentalism all together to promote them all together to build a pure land on earth.
所以这也是我们常常在讲的，我们包括经上，我们早晚课里头也会讲的，真的若人欲了知一切唯心造，这个心的重要性，就可见一斑了哈。
And this four environmentalism is used the spiritual environmental, protect the spiritual environment is the main point. And that's why in the evening service, we always recite, want to know all the past, present, Buddhas in all directions, all created by the mind. So the mind is the most important one.
那这几年来我们在周边呢，我们看到灾难重重，不管天灾人祸，其实都跟人心不安、鬼神不安是有关系的。那所以心灵环保重要性当然我们就知道了。所以包括人王护国波尔经里头讲，人心不安，鬼神也不安，鬼神不安就有灾难。
Especially now these days, we encounter a lot of disaster all over the world, all over the place. And that's really to do with the mind. And also in the Human King Sutra, and it mentioned it, the people are fretting, then the spiritual also in chaos. If the spirituals are restless, then there is a disaster.
这也是我们这几堂课里头我们在讲的一个分享哈，你的心念，我们经上讲心力不可思议，你带的是一种祈愿的心，你带的是一种安定的心，它是会传染的。那人心不安也是一样，它也是会传染的啊。那么群体的人心动乱，他们一样的会产生一个磁场的反应，不管我们在讲的不管是善念恶念，它就是会被感染会传染的。那造成的这样的磁场的一个反应之后呢，其实一定就会反映到整个大自然，那么大自然产生矛盾，那就会发生古怪的现象，灾难就衍生了。
This the mind power is inconceivable, and also it's also be able to transmit it. And because the majority people's mind is in turmoil, and they will cause a huge magnetic field, and this reaction it will affect to our natural environment, and the natural environment will produce some conflict, and then have some weird phenomena arise, and then become disaster.
接着这句话呢，我们的菩萨们应该都非常耳熟能详了，还记得吗？在台湾发生过的921大地震，师父讲救苦救难的是菩萨，受苦受难的是大菩萨。
And this phrase, and some of you have probably seen it before. And in 1999, in Taiwan, has the second largest earthquake and occurred. And that time, and Shifu and I mentioned it. And the one alleviate the suffering is our bodhisattvas. The one are going through the sufferings are the greater bodhisattva mahasattvas.
我们先不说衍生着大灾难的所有的因缘，只说在这灾难中，师父都说，在这里头，菩萨们去帮助这些受难者，能够帮助他们离苦得乐呢？他们都是为了帮助，希望他们离开苦难作为出发点，是绝对值得我们去赞叹跟肯定的。
We're not going to talk about the cause and condition of the disaster. And in this disaster, and Shifu said, and those to help to alleviate the suffering, to help to rescue the people, and they are really praiseworthy.
也撇开所谓的因缘因果，师父也告诉我们，教我们在这个灾难里中，我们要用谦下感恩的心，感恩这些受苦受难的菩萨们。他们的视线让我们能够体验到生命的无常，让我们能够心生警惕，面对灾难，从灾难中苦难中脱离，能够重新的站起来，让每个人能够更健茁壮。
In the disaster, we're not going to look at the cause and condition and cause and effect. And we humbly appreciate those bodhisattvas going through the disaster, going through the suffering. And because of their demonstration of a suffering, and so let us understand life is so impermanent. And then now it gives us such a warning when we are facing disaster. And now we are cannot be able to alleviate suffering, and from the disaster we stand up from the ashes and then to grow.
所以在解说过所谓四无量心，在分享所谓的日用跟修持，我们在最后面呢也在做几个观念的分享。
So we mentioned and all this and now we're gonna give a brief summary.
在我们自己修学的路上呢，有些人常常自诩自己学佛很久了哈，然后呢听闻了不少佛法，甚至于呢讲起来呢口灿莲花哈，滔滔不绝，能够讲说不少的佛学名相及佛法。但是我们不妨自己想想看，我们究竟是在学佛呢，还是只是在研读佛学呢？
And some of us may be learn Buddhism for a long time and then hearing the Dharma for a long time. And so we know a lot of Buddha Dharma, we know a lot of terminology, but you want to ask yourself, and are we really learn from Buddha's teaching, or are we just merely learning the doctrine of Buddhism?
其实都跟我们自己的信念有关，跟我们自己是不是身体力行的把佛法用在生活上，让自己或者让我们周边的人能够也能够离开烦恼，离苦得乐，是有相当大的关系。
Then actually to do is, are you actualizing the Buddha Dharma? Are you actually practicing and using the Buddha Dharma? And to help yourself and the people around you and alleviate suffering and to give them happiness.
记得我们分享过师父说的他的愿什么呢？他说：“但愿众生得离苦，不为自身求安乐。”那么，我们也希望我们这份心，是不是也能够效法师父的愿，来跟着学习呢？
And 师父 his vow is wish sentient beings to depart from suffering and not seeking comfort and safe and for myself. And this is 师父's vow. Are we able to learn from him?
我们在修学过程里头，当然我们讲讲有相讲无相，有些人呢会讲说哎呀那个相不重要哈，有些人呢会觉得哎呀就是要空性嘛，你真老是执着着这些。其实我们就讲空花水月，虚云太师说空花火事时时要做，水月道场处处要见。而我们都知道空花水月，空中的花，水里的月亮，其实都是虚幻的，不实际的。但是为什么还要做呢？
And we're going to talk about form and formless. And some people may think that's not important. Those are all emptiness. And what do we need to know about it? And but Master Xu Yin, he said, The Buddha's thing, the Buddha's matter are like a flower floating in the empty space. We must do that all the time. Building monasteries are like a moon floating on the water. We must do that all over the place. And flower floating in the empty space.And moon floating on the water. And this is all illusion. This is all illusory phenomena. It's not real. And why should we do this?
那我们知道道场呢，其实有讲的就是修行我们成佛之道的一个场合跟处所，也相对的我们讲的就是 OK 寺院或者我们的塔庙，这些都是能够让我们来修行的地方。
And this Buddha's matter is the Buddha's matter to deliver sentient being, and monastery are the place and to practice and to achieve Buddhahood.
而空花佛事， 佛是指的就是用佛法来帮助人，不管有形无形的，不管是用语言文字或者各种物质或者各种方法，其实它目的就是为了要提升人的品质，他的心智，他的道德以及他内在的智慧，让我们能够增长佛报，让我们能够所有众生能够离苦得乐，出离烦恼。
The Buddha's matter, the Buddha's thing is use Buddha Dharma to help people, regardless and there's a form, there's a without form, and regardless there's with words, language, material. The purpose is to uplift the character of humanity and uplift the mind, uplift the morality, the ethics, internal wisdom, and then increase blessing and let sentient beings depart from suffering and then gain happiness.To eliminate vexations.
所以，虚云老和尚呢，虚云大师呢，他在一生当中，他只要看到破落的寺庙或者道场，他都会希望能够去重建。他一生当中，他也修了十几个地方，本来都已经是废墟了，还在把它重建起来。现在是不是还存在呢？我想这不是他要去思考的。对他而言，空花佛事时时要做。水月道场处处要见，这就是出家人的一个本怀，一个本分，为的是什么？为的就是要利益众生，净化人间。同样的，就像我们当初为什么要扩建，其实也希望能够用更多的一个范围跟方法，来能够去接引更多的人来学佛，能够离苦得乐。
Master Xu Yun, he follow all the condition to deliver sentient beings. So whenever he encounter dilapidated monastery, he always and to help to renovate. And in his whole life, and he helped to renovate more than 10 monasteries. They already become wasteland, and those old monasteries he helped that to renovate. And to him, the Buddha's thing are like a flower, floating in the empty space. We must do that all the time. Building monastery are like the moon floating on the water. We must do that all over the place. These two phrases to him is his duty, his obligation as a monastic. And his purpose is to deliver sentient being, is to purify the world. And that's also the reason why we need to do renovation here. So we want to provide people has a bigger place and has a better means and to deliver sentient beings.
虽然无论是诸佛发愿建下的诸佛的国土，或者是法鼓山师父我们在推动提倡的人间净土，其实都是因为众生的需要而设。只要众生还需要佛法，那么我们一刻都不能够懈怠。
Regardless is all the Buddha land or Dharma drone and advocate this pure land on earth, it's all established for sentient beings. As long as there's a sentient being need a Buddha Dharma, we cannot be slack off even one moment.
所以这些对诸佛菩萨来讲，对师父来说，其实他们根本不在意，就像师父说的，他的法鼓山早就建好了，这句话是远在我们法鼓山还没有开山之前，师父就说我的法鼓山早就建好了，你们的法鼓山呢？
Actually all these it doesn't matter to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattva. Even before and the physical Dharma Drone Mountain it was built, and Shifu already told all the monastic people and all his disciples, the Dharma Drone Mountain in my mind already established. How about yours?
所以这种种的修行观念，我们只讲的 OK， 我们知道，知道空性，知道本性是空，可是呢还是需要我们凡夫众生里头一样还是要从相来着手来修行。所以为什么我们讲慈悲，讲到生缘慈、法缘慈，讲到无缘慈，其实就讲到生缘慈里头最基本的还有一个众生，我们要需要去能够去度这里头其实都已经是我们 最基本的一个目标能够做到，真的是众生慈悲，对众生慈悲的这一点，都已经是要我们要下尽很大的功夫去用功的。
So, we all start from building the right concept and right mindset, and for emptiness and to help sentient beings, to deliver sentient beings, to help sentient beings, and we want from compassion. And when we talk about compassion, we talk about three kind of compassion. And the first one is compassion for sentient beings. So we have to start from sentient beings.
所以我们虽然知道，是空性，可是我们如果只是高谈空性，而在向上，自己呢没有老实修行，其实也容易落入空谈。
We know the form is empty. We know the form is illusory. But if you don't start have a form and you have no exertion point, and then whatever you say is just merely utterance.
那我们生活在这个社会里，生活在我们这个世界上呢，我们知道我们人类其实就是一个群居的动物，群居的社会，而也都是一个生命的共同体。在我们每一天的作息当中，一定跟我们身边的人事物会发生互动的关系。
We live in this world, this is a society, and we will encounter many, many different people around us, and we have an interaction with everybody and on a daily basis.
而因为互动，我们凡夫众生呢，就免不了会有所谓的喜怒哀乐。欢喜得意的时候沾沾自喜，失意落寞的时候呢就垂头丧气，这是我们凡夫众生一般的反应。
So because we have interaction, so we have all, we give a rise to all kind of emotion, joyous, angry, saddened, or happy. And when things are in our favor, and then we feel very self-content and self-satisfied. And when things not in our favor, we feel depressed. This is the reaction of ordinary sentient beings.
那我们知道修行，我们知道借由修行，我们知道因果，知道所谓的因果，知道所谓的因缘，增长一点点智慧，也可让我们清楚的知道，看到我们这所有的喜怒哀乐的情绪的来源，其实也不过就是一个真的很粗糙的一个心理反应。我们所有的情绪当下呢，自己就能够当下能够消灭，看到它的无常，就也就不会受到这外在的现象所牵动。
Through the practice, and we understand the cause and condition, cause and effect, and we have a little wisdom, and that's why we be able to aware of the source, the origin of all this emotion that merely is just a very coarse and surface psychological reaction. And so if we know that, and then our emotion will not be easily affecting this external phenomena.
所以佛法的智慧告诉我们，当我们在生活当中，我们处理这点点滴滴、大大小小的事情的时候，只要问我们自己是不是尽心尽力，能够要排除掉我们个人的喜好偏好，然后我们尽了所有的努力，做了最适当的选择之后呢，其实一切就心安理得了。
Buddha Dhamma's wisdom taught us, and when we manage all kind of matters in our daily life, you want to ask yourself, did I already eliminate all my biased mind and discrimination mind? And did I try my best to do this? And did I make the best decision? And then if you did all that, and then your mind can be at ease and peace.
这也是我们在讲说，当我们选择我们尽心尽力做完之后呢，无论它的成败得失，不必耿耿于怀。那也是我们讲的随相而离相，也是我们在讲是它里头的放下啊。那也是我们在讲的舍，我们当下就能够舍，我们也能够脱离烦恼，出离烦恼。
And you already make you already try your best and you to make the best decision and all that. And so just let it be, regardless you succeed or fail, and it doesn't matter, and just let it be. And this is what it means, and aware of the form and then depart from the form.
所以我们刚刚讲说天下本无事，一切的烦恼其实都是我们制造的。那在我们生活当中，我们做事之前呢，其实就是求我们尽人事。师父讲尽心尽力第一，只要我们能力所及，我们尽可能的去做，它就叫做随向，也就是随缘。当我们尽力了，尽完力所有的该做了之后，哎，我们成败呢，成败其实就随着因缘啊，而不去强求。那么所谓的胜不骄，败不馁，败不馁，那我们自己呢，也不用去争功啊，也不用去推诿所谓的过失。其实那也就是在现象当中，我们离相。
So before we do anything, and we ask ourselves and to give our best.And then this is aware of the form, and this is also and follow the condition. And once we already try our best, and and just let it be, we want to win with pride and lose with grace. And we are not thriving for achievement and not putting the blame on others. And that is depart from the form.
所以当我们能够把这些观念这些心态用上的时候呢，所以在我们的生活当中，其实成败得失，哎，不会说没有，但是它不会引起我们心情的波动。那我们自己在生活当中啊，我们讲处理苦恼，其实也就是我们有所谓的在修学当中增长我们自在解脱的一个大智慧。所以我们要知道随向，哎，也要智慧，因为不小心就被众生给渡走了。可是我们要离相呢，也更需要智慧，让我们自己的自我中心不会放进去。
We try our best and to do everything, and then whatever the success and failure, and we just let it be. And of course, and they still have a success and a failure, but we just not are gonna affect by our mind, just not gonna affect by. And this is the liberated great wisdom, and also. And if we aware of the form, we need a wisdom. And otherwise, you will be delivered by sentient beings. And depart from the forms also will need a wisdom. And then we will not abiding on our self-centeredness.
所以呢，这四堂里头跟大家分享、跟报告以及复习的呢，哎，这所有的点点滴滴、零零种种，哎，没有一样，其实不是出自于要去修学、去修炼四无量心，修学慈悲喜舍的四无量心，然后用着这样的心念，我们去用四摄法来实践，然后哎，能够在我们行菩萨道的上呢，哎，学习着。用我们讲的进行盆里头的，从我们日常生活当中，从我们一起床到我们睡觉为止，心心念念以众生为念，发菩提愿，然后想着我们跟随着师父的一些理念啊，那我们的人品呢必然能够提升，我们净土也能够在人间建立。
To summarize these four classes, we practice the four imaginable mind, loving kindness, compassion, empathetic joy, and equanimity, and use the four all-embracing bodhisattvas virtue to actualize, and to practice the pure conduct chapter in Avatamsaka Sutra from when we get up and to sleep and we follow the guideline or how pure conduct and chapter to follow that, to do that. And then, give a rise in the body mind and then follow Dharma Drang Mountain's vision and to practice.
所以呢，我们在座每个人，我们都非常非常的有福报。我们跟随着法鼓山这个团体，我们也依着师父的教法，碰到师父这样的一个大善知识，我们在这里修学，那就再跟大家再复习师父怎么交代我们的。
We are very grateful we have such a blessed virtual merit, and we can learn from Sifu, and we are in Damajuan Mountain, and have all this activity and help us to grow, to deliver sentient beings. So now here, I want to share with you how Sifu encourages us.
师父说，诸贤各自珍惜，我们有这番同学菩萨道的善根福德因缘。我们曾在无量诸佛座下同结善缘，并将人在无量诸佛会中同修无上菩提，同在正法门中互为眷属。
Virtuous followers, please cherish yourselves. We have the good karmic roots and blessed course and conditions to walk the Bodhisattva path together.And we have formed affinity while practicing under the guidance of innumerable Buddhas in our past lives. We will also be cultivating together the supreme enlightenment at the assembly of innumerable Buddhas as fellow practitioners for one another in the right Dharma.
所以我们讲生命共同体，记得我们都是一家人。我们有因缘在这里相会，那么我们也感恩所有的菩萨们护持着师父在北美建下的这个道场。我们一早就讲哈，今天的这个周日讲经，包括周日法会哈，大概就要 close 在我的手上。但是我们知道，无非呢是为了我们整个扩建之后再做更大的一个发展哈，那这中间要靠着大家共同的来努力修学扶持。那么感恩有这样的机会跟大家结这样的法缘，也感恩弥勒菩萨这十堂课不断的给我的协助，谢谢大家，阿弥陀佛。
So I said it before, and our life is all connected together. We all live in one society. And I'm grateful to have this course and condition together to share with you these four classes. And then also grateful to Shifu to build this CMC. That's why we have a place to practice together.And during this renovation, and I still need all your support and to help and to achieve and the goal. So thank you very much.
谢谢